Apple takes drastic measures to stop a nasty FaceTime bug, by Brian Barrett in Wired, January 29th. It's often hard to tell just how seriously to take reports of a new vulnerability. The jargon is inscrutable, and the skills needed to pull off the attacks are possessed only by highly skilled professionals. But a bug affecting Apple's FaceTime chat has no such ambiguity. How bad is it? Rather than risk potential people to it, Apple pulled the plug on FaceTime group chats altogether. Unlike other high-profile gaffes, what makes this bug so alarming isn't the depth of knowledge someone could glean by exploiting it. It doesn't give hackers access to your emails or banking information. Instead, it lets a FaceTime caller listen in on whatever's happening on the other end of the line before the recipient answers the phone. With a few extra steps, they could trigger a video feed as well. The vulnerability was first discovered by a 14-year-old in Arizona who found that he could eavesdrop on his friends when setting up a chat for a round of Fortnite. He told his mother, who in turn first attempted to notify Apple on January 20th, and received no response to various inquiries for over a week. The exploit was also relatively simple to pull off. All someone had to do to trigger the illicit audio was to start a normal FaceTime call, then quickly add their own number as a third person in a group chat. If the person you were calling pressed the power button from their iOS lock screen, they would have transmitted both video and audio. The bug was first reported on Monday by Apple-focused news site 9to5Mac. The implications are clear. While it's not the sort of high-wire attack you'd find a nation-state trying to pull off to steal Intel secrets, it has deep potential consequences on a personal level. Even a few seconds of eavesdropping on an unguarded moment, especially when the target is deciding whether to pick up your call, is an unacceptable breach of privacy. We're aware of this issue and have identified a fix that will be released in a software update later this week, Apple said in a statement. But rather than wait for that fix to come around, as generally is the case, Apple took the additional step of shutting down group FaceTime chats altogether in the interim. It appears to be the first time the company has taken such aggressive steps to squash a software issue. The combination of high stakes and low barriers apparently made it not worth the risk. Apple had a rocky year of security stumbles in 2017, including a macOS High Sierra bug that let anyone gain root access to a Mac by simply using the password root. But Apple regrouped last year, focusing on stability improvements rather than flashy new features, a gambit that appears to have largely paid off. Group FaceTime chats, which were also introduced last year, have not gone so smoothly. Last fall, security researcher Jose Rodriguez used a flaw in the new function to bypass the iOS lock screen and view someone's entire address book. The two issues appear to be unrelated, but speak to Apple's continued need to more rigorously vet new software pushes. We have not had the time to dig in and reverse engineer the root cause of this bug yet, but there is no specific or special reason this would occur, says Will Starfock, an iOS security researcher and president of Pseudo Security Group. It seems to be most likely an unfortunate chain of bad programming logic coded into the process for group FaceTime handling. The best thing you can do now? Well, nothing really, given that Apple has already voided the issue. But do install that software update as soon as it comes through, whenever it does. In the meantime, there are other group chat apps to tide you over. And take this whole ordeal as a not-so-gentle reminder that your smartphone has a microphone and a camera on it. And so does your computer. And maybe it's healthy not to trust all of those implicitly. Update on February 7th in PC Magazine by Chloe Abenesius. Download now. Apple rolls out fix for FaceTime bug. Apple iOS 12.1.4 hit users' devices this afternoon. It fixes a bug that allowed callers to hear what people on the other line were saying before they answered the call. Apple today rolled out a fix for a FaceTime bug that allowed callers to hear what other people on the other line were saying before they answered the call. Apple iOS 12.1.4 hit users' devices this afternoon. To update your device, navigate to Settings, General, Software Update, and you should see the option to download and install the latest version of iOS. In a security note on Apple's website, the company acknowledges that a glitch meant the initiator of a group FaceTime call may be able to cause a recipient to answer. Cupertino blames the problem on a logic issue in handling of group FaceTime calls. Group FaceTime calls have been disabled since January 28th when this issue first came to light. It was actually discovered by an Arizona teenager who was trying to start a group FaceTime ahead of a Fortnite gaming session. As he added members to the group chat, Grant Thompson realized he could hear the audio from his friends' devices, even though they hadn't agreed to join the FaceTime session. The teenager then told his mother, an attorney, about the spying danger posed by the flaw. She tried to alert Apple to the problem, but they did not respond, even after she tweeted Tim Cook. Apple now tells The Verge that it will compensate Grant Thompson as part of its bug bounty program. If you disabled FaceTime after this bug was discovered, re-enable it by navigating to Settings, FaceTime, and toggle it on.